more than one in five recent high school graduates is not academically qualified to enlist in the Army. The analysis from the Armed Forces entrance exam shows today's high school education just doesn't prepare grads for today's Army. Christina Theakis is Director of Research for the Education Trust. She's also the author of the report, Shut Out of the Military, and she joins us now. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this study, and I'm wondering, just on the surface of it, does this reflect more about the status of the education that you're going to get in high school today, or is it more of a reflection on the military or the future of the military? What's the bottom line message coming out of your study?
Yeah, our perspective is that this is really about K-12 education and high school preparation for students. We expect that if students earn a high school diploma, which typically means completing four classes in English, three classes in math, at least two in science and social studies, as well as foreign language, that you should be qualified and ready to join the military, that should indicate a readiness for preparation for any post-secondary endeavor, whether it's college or career or service in the military.
Yeah, the quality effect, I think, is one reason why the military leaders say they don't want to return to the draft. But how does this possibly affect military recruitment for the volunteer forces?
You know, I think that, you know, the Army and the military historically have not had a problem with recruiting. They have met their recruiting goals, but it does speak to, you know, the readiness of our high school students and looking forward to what the military is going to need. The military is more advanced. The technology is more advanced. The positions that entrants get when they start into the military are going to require more skills. And I think we need our high school students to meet those new demands that are going to be coming in the 21st century.
And looking across the skills of reading, writing, arithmetic, what particular areas do the most deficiencies show up in terms of what's needed for military recruitment?
The Armed Forces Qualification Test, which determines eligibility, is a combination of both reading and math skills. So it's one score, so we're looking at sort of both basic reading and math skills. The Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery also includes subtests in science and looks at problem-solving skills. So we're seeing that students are not having those basic skills to say that they are ready to join the military.
And one of the things about this is that, you know, the different military branches have those different exams, and the least stringent of them is the Army. And as the daughter of an Army person, I'm not going to try to make any judgment calls there. I'm just saying that it's the least stringent, and still one in five wouldn't be able to get in. What is the solution to this very alarming issue?
Yeah, I think, you know, two things. I think one, I think educators, counselors, as well as parents and students don't know that the military is a selective recruiter. I think sort of the general assumption is that, kids can find that second chance opportunity in the military, and that's just not true. So I think we need educators, counselors, people aware of just what the demands are for the military, parents and students as well. So we need to educate people about the military and what the needs are. And then I think we also have to really think about, what does a high school diploma mean? We want that credential to mean something. We want that to mean readiness for college and career and for post-secondary opportunities. So I think we have to think about increasing the rigor of requirements for kids in high school and ensuring that they are meeting those proficiency standards and not just getting by and just getting through and people thinking, they're going to get that second chance opportunity in the military.
We're speaking with Christina Theakis, Director of Research for the Educational Trust. Now, recently, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, gave a speech in which he said that he's worried about the widening divide between America as a whole and its military. Do you think that this educational shortfall is part of that whole phenomenon?
I'm not really sure, but I think we do have to think about education as a part of the preparation process for the military and readiness.
What I'm asking, do you think that the curricula in high school could be adjusted to take that basic test into account just as much as it takes the SAT into account?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we see, you know, low achievement on both this test as well as the SAT, and I think that, you know, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery is a very well-developed test in terms of the skills that it's looking for, and I think that a high school diploma and the courses you complete in high school should prepare you for that. The military says, you know, if you do a core set of courses in high school, that should prepare you to do well on the ASVAB. So I don't know that it's different requirements, but certainly an understanding of what what that does mean for kids who are interested in the military and ensuring that they do have those skills that are going to qualify them.
Now, you're the author of this report, and I wonder, as you put this together, did something, anything in particular stand out for you or surprise you? I mean, I'd like to get your personal reaction as to the preparedness that our high school graduates are getting.
You know, I think sometimes I'm really used to seeing achievement test results, whether it's SAT, AP test results, proficiency exam results, and I think we're used to seeing low achievement, but I think it was shocking and surprising to me when I saw the results here. And I think, as you know, we talked about 23% of the kids don't pass, but that we also disaggregated those results by race and gender, and we saw some real wide disparities there, with 16% of white students being ineligible, 29% of Hispanic test takers being eligible, and nearly 39% of African-American students being ineligible. So I think that that's a real call to action, that we have to really think about all of our kids being prepared equally with that high school diploma.
So your report now could see the eyes of the Education Department. That sounds like a logical place to go next with it. Is that what your plan is?
Yeah, absolutely. We are interested in the Education Department seeing these results, educators in schools seeing these results, and just understanding exactly what this does mean and how we need to think about helping students who are interested in the Army and the military in general to be ready for that option.